Good morning. Well, if you brought your Bibles and you want to get them wet, turn to Romans. We're beginning in the book of Romans today. And want to give you a simple outline of the book of Romans, and then we'll run home. Father, open your word to our hearts to your word, and may it not rain too hard on us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's a thing called Romans Road, okay? Walking through the book of Romans. So, I don't know if you're into marking your Bible, but a couple of thoughts. Redemption always precedes righteousness. Redemption always precedes righteousness. In other words, you're saved by grace, not by works. You can't keep the law. Trying to keep it, we break it. So God redeems us. He didn't give the law. He didn't give the Ten Commandments until he redeemed the people out of Egypt. He doesn't ask us to walk with him, to live a holy and a righteous life till after we're saved. He does not ask us what we can't do. And then he fills us with his Holy Spirit so that he can live his life in us. So as we keep saying around here week to week, he gave his life for me so he could give his life to me so that he could live his life through me. And so truly the Christian life is purely an act of God's grace in our lives. So then, salvation is the only grounds for righteous living. Salvation is the only grounds for righteous living. God gives us his word, and he delivers us from our sins. So what I want to do this morning is just give an outline of some verses. We call it Romans Road, so if you're going to mark in your Bibles, be my guest. So the verses that we call Romans Road are these. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, and verse 23. Romans 5:12, Romans 6:23, 5:8. You're going back to 5:8, then 10:13, and chapter 10 through 9 and 10. So let me give that again. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, and verse 23. Chapter 5, verse 12. Chapter 6, verse 23. Chapter 5, verses 10 and 13. Chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. So that's Romans Road. And so what we're going to do this morning is look at those verses, okay? And just see where God takes us. Father, open your word to our hearts to your word, and help me not to mess this up in Jesus' name. Amen. So in chapter 3, verse 10, there is none righteous, not one. That's the first thing we need to recognize. There's no one who isn't a sinner. None are righteous, not one. Verse 23 tells us, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody. Even the nicest kid on the block, we're born with it, okay? And then in 5:12, he tells us, therefore, just as through one man sin, as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, thus death spread to all men. But in 6:23, he tells us, the wages of sin is death. Amen? We got all that? But 6 through 11 tells us something. Chapter 6, verses 6 through 11 tells us this. Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, don't let sin reign in your body, that you should obey its lust. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and the members as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Wow. Heavy thought. So as we walk through this, then taking a look over chapter 10 very quickly, we're going to come back and visit these again. So chapter 10, verses 9 through 18. Pardon me, 9 through 13. Let's back up here. Verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you, here's what faith does. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The question this morning is, are you saved? And how do you know it? And if you've called on him. So let's just walk back through these verses very simply again. And just, we call it Romans Road, and I'm giving it to you because if you want to lead someone to Christ, here's the whole point. I'm giving this outline to you guys so that if you've ever wondered how to share your faith or you're talking to somebody and you want to give them scripture on salvation, you can walk them through. We call it the Romans Road. You can take them to these verses and show them in an outline form what God has said about sin and salvation. Are you with me on it? So this is outline verses for us. And then we need to remember that redemption always precedes righteousness. God redeemed Israel before he gave them the law. He doesn't tell people how to walk before they can. He gets us saved and then he tells us. You know, for lack of a better way to put it, you can't be a living, breathing human being until you're born. Amen? Are you guys there? You're not a living human being until you're born. Amen? I mean, that's just the physical. The physical is a picture of the spiritual. You can't walk with God. You can't live a Christian life till you're born again. Born, and born again literally means born from above. Born from above. Christ in you. And so, as we look at these verses, Romans 3:10 and 23, let's go back to that and we'll look at these. There is none righteous, not one. There's none who understands. There's no one that seeks after God. They've all turned aside. They become unprofitable. There is none that does good. Their throat is an open tomb. Their tongues, they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is on their lips. Not a good mention, is it? Whose mouth is full of cursings and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty for God. Therefore, by the deeds of the flesh shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. We don't know right from wrong until they give the law. The law can only make me feel guilty. In other words, I can go down, I've used this illustration a lot, but you're driving down the road, and if you're like me, you do how many miles an hour coming down Skyway here? 40? You average 40? No, 50? Okay. What's the speed limit? Guilty. Not some of us. Guilty. And the problem is, if you didn't know it was 35, you're still guilty if you didn't know it. You dig it? We're born in sin. We didn't know it. God does not condemn us. The law condemns us. But once we see what the speed limit is, then the choice is ours. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us salvation to deliver us and the Holy Spirit to obey the law. He writes that law in our hearts. It's not that I can't break the law. It's that he changes my mind and I don't want to. I want to do 35 and a half. No. Yeah, but you dig what we're saying here. And so then, so we just see this, none righteous, not one. And then in chapter 5, verse 12.
I leave it up to my truck.
Oh, his truck speeds. He's just along for the ride. You try that, yeah. Here's the good news, though. Just at verse 12, chapter 5, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. But let's go back to verse 6 through 11. Chapter 5, 6 through 11. And this is where we want to really look at it. Therefore, or it says, for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When did he die for me? When I didn't know him, when I didn't care. He's offering us a salvation that is complete. He's offering us a complete pardon for our sins. For scarcely for a righteous man, one will die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God, two most important words in all the world, but God demonstrates his love towards us that while we were still sinners, he died for us. He paid the penalty up front. He's offering us a done deal. Then he says, much more than having now been justified by his blood or made right. You got to remember that salvation is legal. God gave a law. He paid the penalty of that law, death for sin. So the law can only condemn me. In other words, that 35 mile an hour sign, if I'm driving 34 miles an hour, it's got nothing to say to me. Amen? It just says, don't go any faster than that. But it can't make me obey or disobey. It can only condemn me if I pass it up. I can feel righteous if I'm doing 35 or a little less, but it has no power in my life except that which I give it. So he goes on, he says here, but God demonstrates his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us, much more than having been justified or made right, legal, by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. Keep your fingers there, but go back with me, and we keep doing this. I do it so consistently that even I should remember it. 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only ours, but the whole world. John is making the point. Sin here is talking about momentary acts of sin. But sin itself is a rejection of Christ. The Pharisees asked Jesus, what is it that we do the works of God? In John chapter 6, I think it is, Jesus said, the work of God is that you believe on him who he sent. The work of God is to believe on Jesus. And if you think about this in our lives, nothing in our life outside is very friendly to our Christian walk. When things are going good, we tend to not think about Jesus at all. I don't need to be saved. Everything's going good. You know? Sort of like when I used to surf. Used to is the operative word. The older I get, used to becomes a big word in my life. But I never worried about drowning so long as I was sitting on my surfboard. Are you with me? And I keep watching these things on Shark Week, and it never occurred to me there's sharks out there. You know, you talk about living in denial. But I remember being in Mexico one night, and I got separated, my surfboard, from Ashdod to Ascalon. It was a big night. It was Christmas night, 1964. And it was big. A surf place called 3M's, back before it became big news. And I lost my board, got wiped out big time, big waves. And I'm not a big wave guy, never was. I like little waves. But anyways, big waves. And I lost my board. And I remember swimming over to another guy, grabbing his board and saying, you and I are going in. He goes, this is my board. I says, you got me too. We're going in together. And it was just getting to be dark. I said, there's things out here with fins. We're going in. You know, it takes a certain bit of denial. It's like the race car driver said, it takes a certain bit of denial to drive a race car. If you really thought what it was like to hit a tree at 150, you wouldn't get in a car. Amen? We live in a lot of dimensions of denial sometimes. So he goes on here and he says, but God demonstrated his love that while we were yet sinners, having been justified or made right by the law, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. Salvation, guys, is a pardon on a guilty person. You've been pardoned. When you walk out of court, you don't got to worry about the law looking for you. Amen? If your guilt is a day as long and the judge pardons you, the prosecution's dead in the water. The officers who arrested you are your guards if you're in the jailhouse waiting to get pardoned. Their opinions mean nothing. The judge has pardoned you. And so, as it is in our Christian life, the world, the flesh, and the devil, mostly our own thoughts, will condemn us, bringing us up our past failures, constantly, an old conscious. One of the greatest trips of the devil is a guilty conscience about things that you've been forgiven of and that you're no longer doing. If you're doing something wrong and you feel guilty, you should. But if you're not doing it, the devil wants to remind you of your past. He wants you to forget the grace of God. Amen? He wants you to forget it. And so we're reconciled to God by his death. We're reconciled. We're both saved by his life. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. I think it's probably going to be about time to quit, don't you? Are you saved?
Yes.
Do you know Christ is your Savior?
Yes.
If you don't, then you want to get it right. You want to get it right. So in short again, there's none righteous. Through one man sin entered the world, and death is sin. The wages of sin is death, but God has reconciled us to himself, and whosoever will can come. We are the whosoevers. And we'll start plowing our way through Romans next week. Let's all stand.
This is the end of this message. For further information, please contact Calvary Chapel of Paradise, P.O. Box 295, Paradise, California, 95967. And may the Lord richly bless you as you study his word.